live, Brock Hunter.
Oh, it's going to be a great day. Great day.
It does feel good to be Friday. I'm very happy about that. I know it's
just be nice if it was like 70 and sunny.
Isn't it close to that? Oh, no, it's snowing.
No, not even close. It's the complete opposite.
Oh, man. It's all right. It's coming. It's going to be here before we know it. This is good. This is keeping the mosquitoes away. Not to get off on a tangent, but you know what sucked was the other day, the news report literally had the coronavirus, and then it also was talking about getting people out there to spray to avoid triple E. Like, and it's like, oh, I totally forgot about triple E with all this going on.
You know, when's the sun going to flare up? Let's just chalk it up.
When's that meteor planning on hitting? Is that coming anytime soon?
Right.
For God's sakes.
You might as well pile on to the story.
Yeah,
right?
Keep
coronavirus,
going.
Triple E, that meteor is taking its second round. It's coming back around, and that's getting close.
Oh God!
God, and grandmas. It's a bunch of grandmas out there. That's what. Get in the basement. Get under the tub. Oh, relax, grandma. It's a thunderstorm. It will be fine.
Don't you get it? Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious variety pack today. Enjoy responsibly. And they're damn good. Bud Light Seltzer. All right, what do you
got? There ain't nothing going on in sports, and this proves it. Here we go. United States President Donald Trump has begun to lay out a potential roadmap for the post-coronavirus return for professional sports. Hmm. Trump expects that whenever sports leagues do return, they will do so in empty facilities. Right? We've been talking about that for months. Many of them are going, this is what he says, many of them are going to go starting without the fans. So it'll be made for television. The good old days, made for television. And it'll go that way. And when the fans will start coming in, maybe they'll have to be separated by two seats. And then ultimately, we want to have packed arenas. When the virus is gone, we're going to have to have packed arenas.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to be enjoying sports the way they're supposed to be. So at a certain point in time, when the virus is gone, we're going to go back to normal.
Okay.
So, that's what Trump's saying. You know, that's basically what we've been saying the whole time. So, you know, obviously you can't, you know, it is going to be weird, man. Like he was saying in that, like two seats apart. So here you can come in, but you got to sit two seats apart, which I don't know. That's just
I love
weird.
That. I don't want to be crammed next to someone. That's great. I got room to stretch my arms out. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but those seats are going to be twice as expensive, right?
You know, watching it on TV doesn't bother me that there's not going to be fans on there. You can add the background noise. That's fine. You know, have a couple guys up there that are, you know, all right, you're running the crowd for this team. You're running the crowd for this team and just react accordingly. It's good. There's a dunk, a touchdown, hit the button, let the crowd
just give
cheer.
Me a mic. Give me a microphone and I'll do the crowd noise. Yeah.
Boo.
Ooh, this guy sucks.
In the bunker. Hey, Diaz!
Hey, Diaz!
You gotta have some guy just yelling, "You bum!"
Dude, I mean, I don't know. What do you think it's gonna be like without fans? The fans just make it makes such a big difference.
It does get the crowd going. It gets the players going. There's something to it, but I think real professionals can perform either way. And
100%.
If you got like, you know, music going or you get the noise, I mean, I think if you do crowd noise, I'm surprised that hasn't been discussed. Is like,
you know what I think people are going to discover how important it really is and how much you really don't really pay attention to it, especially during football.
Yeah.
It's third and nine, 2 minutes left on the clock in the fourth. They're in the red zone, and you just kind of expect it. You hear it in the background, you know, people going nuts.
Well,
but
even though
imagine third and nine, 2 minutes left, fourth quarter with no fans. It's like, dude, it takes away so much from the actual viewing experience.
Though I hate Seattle, that's their big claim is the 12th man, which is the fans. And they say it's you can't beat the 12th man, you know. So they got the fans on there. It's a noisy stadium, a lot of people.
It's gonna be like we're watching scrimmages the whole season.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, We'll see what happens with it. Hopefully it doesn't get to that. But for now, that's what we got. That's what the president's saying, and we'll get it figured out.
Boo!
Yeah. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.